Today is the last talk in the series of the three talks, the foundation of the civilization. Most of the religious as well as philosophical schools emphasize spiritual practice or they call sadhana and sanskrit language as the means to realize realization of self. The word sadhana literally means a way to attain something or means to end. So in the light of spirituality, sadhana means or spiritual practice means a steady systematic course for self-discipline and self-management, for removal of sorrow and suffering in human life, and for the attainment of liberation from the cycle of death. So, in Jain Dharma, this sadhana has played a very important role. And I think in most of the philosophical schools, spiritual practice has played a very important role, because without spiritual practice, knowledge is limited. So in the first day, we talked about the three essential, the three eternal laws, and that was that whatever I do, second one was that whatever is new will become old,
the cousin of what that I had been doing.
He's got the three sin-in-law. So then, one of the reason he did the sin-in-law. And one believes that these laws are not made by someone else, but it is the law of nature. He had established a law faith in that. So the path to freedom is threefold. Right faith or right belief, right knowledge, and right conduct. So in the first talk, we were talking about three eternal laws and four principles. And those four principles were that man's personality is real. That was the first one. Because he's a combination of spiritual and physical. So his personality is real. Sometimes it's spiritual, sometimes it's physical. The second one was that man is not perfect based on the first one. Because as long as we are in the combination, in union with the physical, we cannot attain perfection. We are striving for it, but we cannot attain perfection. The third one was that man is the master of his material nature. Because we know that when we want to master our sexual nature, or our material nature, we do very well. It's not that we cannot do it. We can master it. And a simple example is that if I arrest people call us and we go there and they want to see us and they assess everything. And we know we are right. But wrongly they have called us, we go into the office. We know very well that we cannot blow our head. We have to be calm. We have to be cool. We have to talk to them very nicely, very politely. We cannot show yourself there that you are something. We know how to manage our life. We know how to manage our life. This life. So man is the master of his material nature. He can do that if he desires. But when we know that in certain places, it's okay to get angry. To get angry. So we can control and we sometimes need control. And the fourth one is that man alone is responsible for his people. So these are the things we talked in the first talk. And when we put our faith, our belief into this, that, yeah, that makes sense. I do believe in all these things, but whatever we have heard, and we have put our faith by stating this, by putting a lot of faith. The second day, second talk, we talked about that since time immemorial, human beings are struggling with focus. The first one is your mind. Second one is where do I come from? Third one is where am I going? And the fourth one is what is God. So we talked about that in the last talk. So now what we are doing is we have established our faith in the eternal law. We have understood the principles of the union of the spirit, the soul, and the material, the physical. Now we want to explore more of the inner. So now we are increasing our knowledge about who we are. Where did I come from? Did someone make me and drop me off at the end? Or my journey started time and time. So we started exploring that possibility of knowing through the scriptures, the learning that we are now. And we came to a point where we started understanding that I am pure, beginningless, endless, all-knowing, perfect, blissful, permanent, restless, tasteless, knowingless. That's why. Before, if you don't believe in that, if you don't understand that, that's what I am, then you don't have any answer that who am I? Because if I'm physical, then the physical should not die. So it's destroyed. So something that is destroyed has to be created. Whatever is created is destroyed. But energy, as Einstein discovered, energy is indestructible. And then it is but that energy is you, you and all living beings. So this is the God's knowledge. And we understood then that I have come from my journey and started from mineral consciousness, vegetable kingdom, for conscious being, and I have evolved from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and come to this destination, which is the highest form of creation in the universe. It is made and is given the ability to think, the ability to discern the right form. So we are on the pinnacle in the ladder of evolution. And this is the only place, this is the only form from where we can attain what we want. So right knowledge is acquired. What we have to say to be is how we have the knowledge to be able to talk about science concept. What is that concept? What is this practice that we have to do? Because knowing everything intellectually is not going to just help us, because it's like having a lovely Indian recipe, but it's on paper, you can't eat the paper. What will you do with the words? What will you do with the recipe? Unless you don't cook it. Because if you cook it, then it's everything. So all these things are intellectually we know it, but when knowledge is actualized into practice, that's where change starts. So last time we talked about who am I, where did I come from? Now we have the question, where am I going? So your home or your future is our future is determined by our present. So we need to have a desire, some beginning, some practice. So what do we do? So there has to be that burning desire for to realize. When the desire is there, the second step comes is determination. Because without this desire being by itself, you can't achieve anything. There must be a determination to push that desire. And behind that determination, we have to have dedication. Dedication to the determination and determination for the desire. So these three steps go together to realize anything else. Whatever we want, there must be that desire in it. And many, many times, we have desired things and we have to. So spiritual practice, as they call sadhana, is a very systematic course. We cannot say that one day I'll do it, another day I'll do it. the pets can be on a regular basis, like leaving the lake, going for walks, and reporting for 2 days I go see, 3 days I go, 2 days I don't know, they can be raising that cycle of happiness. We need to keep it in whatever we are doing. Sometimes it could be 15 minutes, this is actually sometimes it could be 14 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes. That's okay, but do it. Because that continuity helps us to reach the goal that has been desired by our investors. It's very important. Spiritual practice is very important. Because knowledge and right conduct are the two things that help us to go and fly to the eternity of Jesus. Just knowledge without action has no meaning, and action without knowledge also has no meaning. Because our action could be wrong, our conduct could be wrong, so knowledge helps us to go towards the right path. There was this thing in the town, and he decided not to realize one's own self, perhaps in the mind, everything about that. And give other man rashness and going to the dead. So he left all his worldly possessions and he went to Egypt and lived there in the cave in the mountain. But once in a while, when he felt like, when he came out of his meditation, his introspection and reflection, he would come back down to his town and take from his self. During his wanderings in the wilderness, he found that special person that changes iron. So he looked at it. He picked it up, he looked at it. And thoughts were going on in his mind. So what is this going to be useful to me because I have renounced everything? So why did I pick it up when I saw it? And then he thought that no, I think it's going to be useful to me. So he had built a small hut for himself. So he took the touch stone with him and stuck it in the hut. And he talked to himself that this is a very good touch stone that will help me control my touch. And I want to see how much I have controlled and denounced my worldly possessions. Have I really denounced? Or is it just a place that I'm going through? And this touch stone is going to give me the life back. So he kept that touchstone in his hut and when he came down to give a discourse, then he saw the prophet. So there was a rich man who was sitting in that audience. And he, his mind started working. He said, this thing has the most precious stone that turns iron into gold. How did I get that? That's good. He was happy. But the only way I can get it, that my hands are replaced by becoming disciples. So he tells this thing that I want to become a disciple. The thing is that everyone is welcome. You can come, but you have to give up everything. You can't go back in your town. You have to live the way I live in wilderness. Some days there are food, some days there are no food, there is water, no water, you have to. I can do anything. I'm going to serve you, and so much stuff is yours, is cold, that I really want to be a disciple and I want to realize myself. The motive was different. So he stayed with this teacher. And he served it. So well, que Dios te dirá, te pegue. ¿Qué me entiende? Si siente, si siente, si siente. Pero no le tiene que ver sin ver mal. Es lo que dice en la parte. Alguien tiene que ver aquí. ¿A qué se ha pensado más bien? A ver, de la gente. La gente no sabe. So, after nearly 10 years, he felt the teacher. The teacher was very happy. I never thought that the worst experience like this, this man, and he was happy with his service, to the teacher on the house. But, that's a very bad job. Today I'm very pleased to be. I asked him that I want the best man to keep this in life and jump to the conclusion that that's what he's going to say. But then again, the mind is talking to him, telling him that this is the only opportunity to ask for it. Get it. Or you're going to miss you. So he collects all his inner strength and then tells the teacher. Yeah, that day you were talking about that death stone. I want that death stone. Is it that you want that death stone? I really want that. Because he was thinking that if I had that death stone, I will turn every piece of iron into gold and I will get the death stone. The teacher told him to go. Go and get that stone and set that bed which is only near the door of the hut. Go and get that. He said something, why does he want me to get that bed which is so tall? And he never looked at that bed. So he brings that bed. When he looks in the bed, and he sees a small container of iron. Out of iron. So he brings the bed and gives it to the teacher. The teacher takes out the container and tries to hand it over to the student. But the student knew that if there is a dust stone in the container should turn into gold. But it has not turned into gold, so the teacher and he's not telling me honestly, and he's not giving me the best stone, he's giving me the best. He was very upset. And all these different negative thoughts were going in his mind. Then the teacher looked at him. He knew that he's confused, that he doesn't know. He doesn't know what he has in his mind. So the teacher said, are you confused? He said, yes. Because I know that the nature of that stone is to turn iron into gold, and your container is made out of iron. You are saying that that stone inside and keep turning into gold. The teacher said, in 10 years you didn't understand anything. Why are you jumping into conclusions? Don't judge things from outside. Really, very patient. And he said, give me back the computer. He took the computer. Open the computer. And that was a piece of bread in which the substance was wrapped. So when the teacher took out the bread, the substance was put back into the container and the container came into the house. But I was so foolish that I jumped into confusion and I didn't know anything.
Okay.
That's
you have to help them.
But what I thought is that they live.
Your doubt will never allow your knowledge to penetrate your heart.
At that moment, when the people handed over the container of
students, and didn't pick that container of gold in his hand,
thought started to be in the
and I thought that we would have to put a big stick or a locker
all hidden right beneath the ground.
But to my surprise, it was only in a piece of
bread
in a small bag.
So for him, for the teacher, it meant nothing.
It was still a piece of bread.
And he is ready to part with that.
But now, going deeper into reflection and introspection,
for 10 years he looked and saw his teacher. He saw his teacher, he saw his practice. He saw him, how detached he was. He saw that there was no attachment and no negotiation. He saw that he was all knowledge.
But never got angry, no passion.
Teacher has something
invaluable
and priceless
that is the substance of that.
So what is that he has?
On the strength of that he is ready to part with this substance.
So the first thing is for your teacher.
What is it?
What makes you feel disgusted with a piece of stone?
Did you not attach to it?
And for 10 years I served you just to get this. And now I realize that there is something greater than this that has inspired me to
not be attached to the person.
And he picked up the touchstone, went out of the hut, but the first thing he did was to feel his inside.
And he said, From today
I am your real disciple.
And
so the teacher said, I saw the layer of cloth between the touchstone and the line.
That is the layer of division, desires, demands, deceit, attachment, between our souls.
We know that,
and your soul, with the knowledge, with the soul,
what do I do? How do I practice it?
What are the steps?
How do I step around? Because there is so much greed in me that I want to acquire the wealth of the world.
I want to be the richest man in the world.
But that greed is there. And because of the greed, I do deceit, I lie, there's no affiliation. I do not talk that much.
What do I do?
The teacher said, just realize that each one in the universe comes with their own being, their own actions, of the top was a tree. And you are here because of your past. You can change that if you don't like it. Create a feeling of your whole life form. Understand that you only need so much to set up. When you accumulate, you are depriving the rest of the people in the world and life, living beings of their life. Simplify your life. Reduce your possessions. The more you have, the less you have. And the less you have, the better you have. Lessen your body. Slowly, slowly, when you lessen and simplify your life, you will be able to control the world. And that can only happen if you see yourself in a future that is living. That's the possibility. Second thing is appreciate. Appreciate what you have and appreciate what others give you and appreciate the good qualities and qualities. Just don't be self-centered so you are just focusing on yourself but not in the rest of the world. Because our life is interdependent. We cannot live in this universe without the help of our children, our children. And we are helping us and living in the world. Without the animals, the farms we have to be out with no grain, no things. We don't get the food, we can't eat. So many different people are working to make our clothes. So many different people are working to make our glasses. So we can every individual just helping us to survive. Appreciate that. That's very important because we don't appreciate enough the blessings. And why do we don't appreciate? Because we enough is not enough for us. So that's why someone has very beautifully said that as a rule, man is a fool. As a rule, man is a fool. Man is a fool, he likes his food. Man is a fool, he likes his fool. Always wanting what is not. What we don't have, that's what we want. But what we have, the blessing, the bounty, the rooftop on our head, we are clothes. We can be basic necessities we all have in the essence. So when we wake up in the morning, it's so long. It's because of your blessing. We have done good karma actions in the past and we have enjoyed the benefits. Let's do something good today. Tomorrow will be good. But the question is where we are going. Today is going to determine where we are going. I think you're going to say the truth and we have compassion. Compassion for those who do not have it. Don't put them down. Because you have enough, don't put them down. Have some compassion for them. But I wish share them with them. Have compassion for those who are sick, who are suffering pain. Have compassion for those who are not walking in the right path. Doing the things that are hurting. Really, have compassion. Don't give them. don't have negative feelings for them. Because behind that each and every individual who are committing violence, who are doing wrong to others, that is the same. That's the very complete power of people. So don't believe that compassion. Because someone else is doing wrong, don't add to that wrong by becoming hateful. And the fourth one is confidence. That's the one that you listen to. And you want them to listen, but they refuse to listen. Don't be accepted. If someone similar to you makes you angry, because if only peace is one thing that will help us move on our path, because if we get disturbed, we are knocking down so many other things in our life. But if we maintain our voice, calmness, we can face anything. And we don't put anyone down, we don't raise anyone up, because someone has favored us before that. That person is greater than the other who has not favored us. Yeah. The teacher said, that's a new practice. This is your spiritual practice, a new practice. You want to realize yourself. Because realization is not a destination. In the process, it just becomes better. Because through the process, we are practicing. And when we practice, we unreveal that beautiful within us. And we manifest our that has been covered so many layers of layers are coming between us and our character, us and our divinity, us and the light. And that the negative layers will be removed slowly, slowly, slowly. The stupid person. He was so enriched that no wonder my teacher was not tempted with this question, because the wealth he had, the diamond-like soul he had, was much, much, much greater than this question. Because this wealth is temporary, it's going to be left in this world. But the wealth of knowledge, wealth of self-belief, wealth of conduct and character and practice is going to continue with us. It's going to accompany us, our good deeds and our best. So why not accept it? Good deeds, so tomorrow, and the fourth conception that was at its heart. God is not the creator of the universe. The universe is God, the universe is faith, the universe is faith. God puts his intention at the end, like death. The only thing is that it has not been accepted. So everyone has the right. Not someone who says good to us, favors someone, it is not your benefit. It cannot be a part. So God is the generator, organizer, and creator of the
energy, like there's a good energy, organizer of good energy, and the nature of the energy. So God is in us, God is in everyone. When that God gives energy from us, so I like what Robert Browning said. That there is a belief that our mission in life is set free the imprisoned splendor. The imprisoned splendor that we all hold within ourselves. Let go of all the shortcomings. Let go of all the hang-ups that we have. The wrong belief that we have, that someone else is responsible for my unhappiness. Someone else will make me happy. All this is not true. Let go of it. As soon as we unburden ourselves, slowly, slowly, we will come and our true self and realize for us. And what is our purpose? And what is our mission? Mission is to set the expectation to the level. We all are driving for that. We are on the path. But at times, we are slow, at times, someone is fast. If we are stopping it, we will journey 2,000 miles past a single step, and we have already taken that step. And this is right space, right knowledge, and right time. To realize self is not enough. For some time. Let us close our eyes. All the tension and stress that we have got from the street and from our association with people today, a few moments before the tension. That we are in a beautiful garden, surrounded by lovely Thank you. and please see my thoughts. I think that is really nice to be out quiet night and rest in the room. The possibility of moisture on the planet will be better. be to get in. They want to stay. And if you know, one of the things. Thank you.